going to sing a, we're going to sing a song that my dog inspired me to sing as we were on our walk. So it was written by Splash, and here we go.
I'm the stand-in for the dog.
Ready?
Yeah.
We're standing here in this stainless water. We are your sons, we are your daughters. Yes, we're standing here, we're standing near. We love your name and call it above all others. We are your children, your sisters and brothers. When things go wrong, you find a safe place. Then surround us with your sweet loving grace. We're standing here at Stainmade Waters. We are your sons, we are your daughters. Yes, we're standing here, we're standing near. We sing, sweet Jesus, you are our creator, redeemer, and Lord. And now we thank you in one blessed accord. We're standing here in Instationist waters, baptized by your love, just like we oughta. We love you, Jesus. We truly do. Love you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that's a pretty cool song, considering it's written by a dog. But Splash inspires me to do a lot of different things, so I'm glad. And I'm not sure what instantaneous waters really are, but it wasn't me who wrote the song. It's nice you guys could come here today. I remember being a kid about the same age as you guys were, and I remember having chores to do when I got up every day. My mom and dad made sure they had things to do. I remember jumping out of bed and running downstairs because my mom put the garbage by the door, and I got to take it out. I wanted to be the first one there. If I wasn't the first one there, my brother would get there first and take that garbage out. It was important to me to be the first one there. I really wanted to do that. And then I had to run back inside, and what I had to do was make my bed, because my mom always said we had to make our beds. Does your mom make you make your bed? Not necessarily. And I'd have to do it a special way, so I'd hurry back and make my bed. And then, of course, after we ate something, my sister and my brother and I had the opportunity to wash the dishes. Those were our chores, too. I don't know if you guys wash dishes, but that's something, boy, we used to argue because somebody got to wash, somebody got to rinse, and somebody got to put away. And it was really important to be there to wash dishes. And if you were there first, you might get to do the whole thing all by yourself. If you believe any of that, if you believe any of that, you're wrong. I didn't really hurry downstairs to take out the garbage. I used to stay in bed and pretend like I was asleep so my brother would have to take it out. I didn't really do that. I think your mother's missing. Here we are. I'm going to share another story next week. That's a okay, and the other story about making my bed, I actually slept on top of my covers because I didn't want to have to make them in the morning, so I didn't really have to do that either. So we know that I didn't like to take out the garbage, really, and we know that I really didn't make my own bed. And when it came to time to wash the dishes, I always told my mother, I can't do that. I have a terrible rash on my hands. My mother saw through that, too. You see, so if you have chores to do, Mom will always see that you do them. You know, when you think when you get, like, grown up and move away that you don't have to do chores, let me tell you, you'll get married, because I did that. I still have the same chores. I still use the same excuses, and they still don't work. I still have things I have to do. But, you know, God doesn't really give us chores to do. But God has things that he expects of us. God expects us to remember him. All the time, we should pray to God every day. He wants us to remember him, and he wants to hear from us. What an opportunity to talk to God. What an opportunity to talk to God. And he wants us to ask him for our things that we need in prayer. We should ask God for what we want, what we need, what we think we want to have. And God will sort out the stuff that's important. God will make those decisions, but we ask God to help us. And he wants us to be honest with him. Not like I was with my mom. We just heard what I did. I made some big mistakes, but he wants us to be honest. He wants us to help
to love us, to help to love everyone we come in contact with. Because there's a lot of important people out there, and we want to pay attention to them. We want to be in love with those. And the other thing I want to do is I want to share a little story in my book. So I may turn around. That's okay. We're meant to do that, too. And I may turn around so we can share my pictures with the audience. This is a book written by a man named Shel Silverstein. And when people write books, they're very proud of their book. And if you get the right one, they'll have signed it for you, which makes your book worth a lot more. He would have signed it right there, but he didn't. I didn't get one of those kind of books, and he's not going to sign it now. But we're going to read this, and it's called A Giving Tree. And I want you to kind of think, while I'm reading this, that the tree is like God. Yes, ma'am.
I have that book.
You have this book. It's a wonderful book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's called The Giving Tree. And we'll just turn it this way so everybody can kind of see. Let's get to the part where we read here. It's a super cool book. If I could just find the words, huh? Once there was a tree, and there it is. And she loved a little boy. You can see the little boy coming into the picture. So we're kind of pretending the tree is a little bit like God here. And every day, the boy would come. And he would gather her leaves or her blessings. And then make crowns and play king of the forest, just a little boy with this tree that he loves, and the tree loves him. And he'd climb up her trunk, you can see him, and swing from her branches, and eat apples from the tree. And they would play hide and go seek, so you can't see, you can't hide from God either. And when he was tired, he would sleep in her shade. There he is, under the tree, sleeping in the shade of God. And the boy loved the tree. And there he is, giving it a big hug. Very much. And the tree was happy. But time went by. You can see the boy's much bigger now, huh? He can be a big boy. And the boy grew older. Now he has a friend under the tree with him, too. And the tree was often alone. He kind of went away from God. One day the boy came to the tree, and the tree says, "Boy, come and climb up on my trunk and swing from my branches and eat my apples and play in my shade and be happy." He said, "I'm too big to climb and play," said the boy. "I want to buy things and have fun. I want some money. Can you give me some money?" "I'm sorry," said the tree, "I have no money. I only have leaves and apples. Take my apples, boy, and sell them in the city. Then you can have money and be happy." So the boy climbed up the tree and gathered apples and carried them away. And the tree was happy. And the boy stayed away for a long time, and the tree was sad. And one day the boy came back, and the tree shook with joy, and she said, "Come, boy, climb up my trunk, swing from my branches, and be happy." "I'm too busy to climb the tree," said the boy. The boy is now an old man. "I want a house to keep me warm," he said. "I want a wife. I want children. I need a house. Can you give me a house?" The tree said, "I have no house. The forest is my house. But you can cut off my branches and build a house. Then you will be happy." So the boy cut off her branches and carried them away to build his house. The tree's looking a little sad. But the tree was still happy because she could help the boy. But the boy stayed away for a long time, and when he came back, the tree was happy, so happy she could hardly speak. "Come, boy," she whispered, "come and play." "Too old and too sad to play," said the boy. Look at, he's really an old man now. "I want a boat that will take me far away from here. Can you give me a boat?" "Cut down my trunk and make a boat," said the tree. "Then you can sail away and be happy." the boy cut down the tree, tree doesn't look so good, and made a boat and sailed away. And the tree was happy, but not really very happy. She was just a trunk. And after a long time, the boy came back. "I'm sorry, boy," said the tree, "I have nothing left to give you. My apples are gone. My teeth are 2 weeks," said the boy. "My branches are gone," said the tree. "You cannot swing on them." He said, "I'm too old to swing," said the boy. "My trunk is gone," said the tree. "You cannot climb." "I'm too old to climb," said the boy. "I'm sorry," sighed the tree. "I wish that I could give you something, but I have nothing left. I'm just an old stump. I'm sorry." "I don't need very much now," said the boy. "I just need a quiet place to sit and rest. I'm very tired." Straightening herself up as much as she could, well, as good as an old stump can, for sitting and resting, "Come, boy, sit down and sit down and rest." And the boy did. The boy is now a real old feller. And the tree was happy. God always cares. Like the tree, God always gives. And we thank God for the great things he does. Before you go, I do have a little gift that we're going to give you, but you need to give this, folks, to your folks, or to someone who brought you here today. Hang on. And they're in here, and there is an object to these things. So, Mom and Dad, you're going to get these, because what they are is little creatures.